Welcome to the hashtag Mom Life Podcast. My name is Kayla Ogletree. I'm a full-time mommy, full-time social worker. In this podcast, we're going to talk about everything. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about how to deal with mommy guilt. We'll talk about various topics because let's be honest, being a mom is hard. So let's do it together. Hey guys, thanks for coming back to the hashtag Mom Life Podcast. This is episode number 2. For all of y'all that are just tuning in for the first time, my name is Kayla Ogletree. I'm a full-time social worker, full-time mommy. If you go back and listen to my first episode, you'll kind of hear about why I started this podcast. But this is episode number 2. I'm so excited. I'm currently sitting in my kitchen in the dark. My daughter just went down for bed, so I'm trying to be as quiet as possible, but also I have to record my podcast. So yeah, you kind of work with what you have, right? So today's topic, I just wanted to talk a little bit about what I felt I wish somebody would have told me before I had a child. I talked a little bit about in my first episode about how you're never really prepared to be a mom, but there are some things I wish that, you know, someone would have told me, or things that I wish I would have, you know, taken a little bit more initiative on, or not even so much research. I felt like I did enough research, but things that I just, because you really just don't know how you're going to react, especially when you're sitting in the hospital for that first time. You know, you just pushed out or you just had a C-section. You know, you have this little human who you have to take care of. What is something that I wish that somebody would have said to me? So I wrote down a couple things that I thought would have been useful for me, right after having a baby, and what I wish people would have said. And then also I'll talk a little bit about, you know, what's really not helpful to say to a new mom who just welcomed life into the world and is trying to figure things out. Now, these are just my opinion, and I know everybody has their own opinion, and this is just strictly from my experience. But if anybody has anything else they want to add, definitely let me know and I can do another podcast and talk about other things as well. So the first thing I wrote down that I felt that I wish someone had told me. Hold on, I wrote down my list, so let me get it up. Okay, what I wish somebody... So I was reading a book. It was a book about, the book was entitled How to Be Your Spouse's Best Partner. And the gentleman who wrote the book broke it down by men and women. And he spoke specifically to what men needed and what women needed. And something he focused on a lot was how women are biologically designed to take care of children. That is just it's in our nature. It's something that we are just biologically, since we were born, we were ready to do. So he talks in regards to relationships, which I really won't get a lot, I won't get so much into, but, you know, men don't necessarily, and I'm not saying that there aren't men out there that don't take care of children well or anything like that, but he was saying that it's just more natural for a woman to care for the child, you know, to care for children. You're constantly always preparing for a child by clean, you know, you're constantly cleaning the house. It's called nesting. It's something you do like in your pregnancy, but you're also doing it outside of your pregnancy, which I didn't even really think about and I thought was really interesting. So by him saying that, you know, I'm like, wow, like that would have taken, because, you know, there's a lot of self-doubt in the beginning when you become a mom and you are become a first-time parent. There's a lot of like, well, how am I going to do this? How am I going to take this little person home? And how am I going to make sure they survive? And how am I going to, you know, there's so many questions. But when he put it that way, I was like, oh, you know, I was made to do this. I'm going to be okay. I have the skills that I need, and I've been nurturing others since a very young age. So when you think about it in that terms, it's easier said than done, right? Because we all have self-doubt, and we all think that we're not going to, you know, in our own head. We all get in our own head. So it's, but once I hear that, I'm like, oh, okay, you know, I shouldn't have doubted myself as much as I did. You know, you're still going to doubt yourself. But once he put it in those terms, I was like, oh, I was made to do this. I could do this. We're going to be okay. You know, it's in my nature to do this. Some of the other things that I wrote down is definitely take it one day at a time, especially in the beginning. Once you have a newborn and you're in the house and, you know, it seems like the day is never ending, and, you know, take it one day at a time. That's all you can do, and enjoy every moment. I know that's like cliche to say, but I feel like it's so important to really take it in, because I can't even believe that my daughter is going to be a year old in July. I'm like sitting here like, where did the time go? Like, in the beginning, it feels like the time is just moving so slow and you're not getting anywhere. And, you know, babies don't do a lot when they're first born. My daughter, she literally slept for like the first month, and then she started becoming more alert. But you know, now you really miss those moments when, you know, you think back, you're like, wow, that seemed like forever, but it really wasn't. And the time goes by so slow. So my piece of advice for any new mom or any new parent is really to just take it one day at a time. Really embrace every little thing. Take as many pictures as you can. That's one thing I regret not doing, is taking more pictures. I do have pictures of her, but I wish I had pictures of like every day or every moment that I possibly could. But you also have other things going on, you know, especially like, you know, feeding is a big component at that age. So you do the best you can, but just take it one day at a time. Things that need to get done will get done eventually. This is your time to recover, relax, enjoy your newborn, and do what you need to do. this is my second favorite. My first favorite tip that I wrote down was that we're biologically made to be mothers, but my second favorite one is how much of a mixed emotion being a mom is. You literally are like the happiest person to the most anxious to like the sad, and then you start thinking about, oh my gosh, when they grow up, you know, I literally am always thinking about that. So it's like sometimes I just have to like today I had to do it. I had to just say, you know what, just breathe, enjoy, you know, going back to my other tip, just take it one day at a time, enjoy the moment. But it's really a bizarre feeling being a mom. It's like so many more emotions than I think I've ever felt at one time altogether in my entire life. You know, today, for example, we had a staff outing, and Sophia, my daughter, has not been feeling like herself. She's been teething. I also think she caught some sort of stomach bug. So she's been like throwing up, and her tummy just has not been feeling well. So I felt a little bit, you know, I was constantly worrying about her, constantly, you know, thinking about, and I'm like, should I go to this staff event? You know, you're constantly worrying. Someone said to me that you're constantly going to be worrying as a parent, and I really believe that's true, because you're always worrying. I was like thinking in the back of my head, oh no, is she okay? But she was fine. She was absolutely fine. When I picked her up from the babysitter, she was absolutely fine and in such a happy mood. She just couldn't wait to see me, and I couldn't wait to see her. So it's like it's a really bizarre feeling being a mom. And you literally go through all of the emotions possible. So if you feel like you you know, it's odd that you're feeling all these different emotions. It's absolutely not odd, because that's what being a mother is. You're literally sad, happy, anxious, you know, it that's what comes with the territory. So it's all normal. This is my third favorite one. Asking for help. I can't stress enough, as I'm clapping my hands because I talk with my hands, I can't stress enough about asking for help. That is one thing that I think saved me in the beginning, because Sophia she was a good baby. I have to admit that I was really lucky, but I know some parents that are not lucky and they have a colicky baby or a baby that always needs to be held, or, you know, but especially for those parents, I can't stress enough asking for help, because having a baby is a huge life change. I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but it is a huge life change. You literally are now responsible for this little person, and you know, you are their survival. So if you are not taken care of, then how can you expect to take care of another little human and make sure that they're thriving as well? So if there is someone, you know, if there's a neighbor that you trust, or if there's a friend that you trust, or even a family member that lives nearby, ask them to come over, even if it's just for like a few minutes, so you can run and take a shower, because that is one thing that they don't tell you is like nearly impossible to do. Like, that was one thing that I wish somebody had said, hey, you know what, you're probably not going to shower for a while, so just get used to it. But you know, you just need those self-care moments, like even just to go to the gym. You know, if you're someone who likes to go to the gym or go for walks or whatever it is, my big thing was going to get manicures and pedicures once a week. That was like the one thing that I looked forward to, because my mom would come, and she still comes every Friday to help me with Sophia. But when I was right after I had her and I was on maternity leave, my mom would come every Friday, and I couldn't wait. That was like my manicure and pedicure. Yeah, it's just like, get out the house, you know, and do something for yourself, just to take care of yourself. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I'm trying to think. I think that covers it. I think those are the things that I really wanted to talk about. Yeah, and if there's anything else that anybody else wants to add, or has any other tips or things that they wish, you know, it'd be interesting to hear what other people wish that they were told before having a baby, or after having the baby. And then I just wanted to cover too, is things that you should be careful about saying to a new mom, or a mom-to-be, because parenting and being a mom is all individual, right? So we have to be a little bit more sensitive about, you know, people have their own individual wants and things they want to do as a parent, you know. Like, I remember being pregnant and like, oh, people would say like, oh, are you going to go natural? Are you going to have an epidural? Like, honestly, it's really none. I know they were just, I know it came from a good place. I'm not saying it didn't come from a good place, but honestly, it's none of their business. You know, you choose however you want to have a baby. It's you having the baby, not them. And everybody's experience is different with childbirth. Some people had really easy childbirth. Other people have really difficult childbirths. It's really whatever you want to try to do. And then also, the other thing about childbirth also is that it's not something that can necessarily always go according to plan. Like, I know a lot of people develop like birth plans, and it doesn't usually go as planned. So you can't guilt yourself if your birth didn't go as planned, or, you know, if you feel like someone's going to judge you because you used the epidural, didn't use the epidural. You know, like I said, honestly, it's none of their business. It's honestly, however, you know, what works for you. The baby needs to be safe, you know, whatever your medical team or midwife team has advised you to do, or however you're delivering your baby. So that's my number one thing that I wish people didn't say. or talk about to me when I was pregnant. The second thing was after I had Sophia. Breastfeeding was very difficult for me, and it was a very stressful, anxiety-provoking time. And I felt the hospital I was at really pressured me to breastfeed. They didn't really set me up to be successful at breastfeeding. They just said, you know, this is how, you know, you said you want to breastfeed. This is how you're going to feed your baby. I wasn't really given much more option than that. So it was a little disappointing, a little disheartening. I felt like I was already being set up not to be successful as a mom. Sophia ended up not latching, which I know is fairly typical, but she just really, like, while I was in the hospital, she didn't want to do it. And then I had already made the decision, once I was having difficulty with her latching, that I was going to pump. And when I asked for assistance with pumping, I was discouraged. So that was my choice. But, you know, my number one thing too is when talking to new moms is, however a mom wants to feed their baby is completely up to them, because that is how they are successful at feeding their baby. If a mom chooses to do breastfeeding, that's great. If a mom chooses to pump, that's great. If a mom chooses to formula feed, that's great too. As long as your baby is fed at the end of the day, that is all that matters. I did feel a little judgment from, you know, other moms, other people in my life, doctors, that kind of discouraged me in the beginning, making me feel like a failure, or, you know, pumping is really hard. You'll never be able to stick to that. And I did it for 7 months, you know, it's not a full, I wanted to go a full 12 months. And I ended up introducing formula. I just had to, because I wasn't producing enough and Sophia was getting bigger and she was hungry. But I shouldn't have felt any guilt. I remember the first week home, I'm just hysterically crying. Anytime somebody brings up, oh, how are you feeding your baby? I'm in tears, because it was such a struggle. You know, I did, as a mom, I did want to breastfeed, you know, breastfeeding was my goal, but that's just something that didn't work out for Sophia and I, which I'm completely okay with now. But in the moment as a new mom, It was tough. It was tough to swallow. It was tough to say, you know what, I'm not going to be able to do this. This is not for us, but I'm still going to feed my baby at the end of the day. So if that's anybody else other than moms that are listening to this, if that's one thing I can say, is please, please don't ask a mom how she's feeding her baby or why she chose to feed her baby a certain way. That's really up to her, the mom. And, you know, honestly, it's up to the baby, because the baby, Sophia, straight up refused to breastfeed. And, you know, I wasn't going to let her starve either. So, you know, and I wasn't going to create a situation where I was stressed, which in turn causes her stress. So it's just a decision I made. But let moms make that decision, and you accept or don't accept, but keep your opinion to yourself about how a mom is going to feed her baby. So that pretty much does it for today. I'll be uploading next week a new topic. I'll have to think of something to talk about. But if you guys have any ideas, have any questions, want to hear something, want to know something, just let me know. All right. Have a good night. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to the hashtag Mom Life podcast. Make sure you also follow me at #momlife.podcast on Instagram. That's hashtag spelled out momlife.podcast. Also, please, if you're listening to me on Apple Podcasts, please leave me a review and a rating so I know how I'm doing. All right. Thanks, guys. See you next time.